Number 5. Numbers are accurate. As I type this, snow is falling across the Sierras from one of the biggest storms in some time. When I looked at the weather today, it looks sunny and cool, a perfect day for skiing. But some of the slopes are closed. Why? The new snow might bring avalanches and the slopes can't be opened until the crew clears the danger with explosives. The basic numbers from the weather report, temperature, cloud cover, humidity, don't capture some of the special details. Avalanche scientists have more complicated models that do a good job for predicting when the snow will tumble, but the reality is that numbers tell only part of the story. This is why the ski companies send out teams to trigger potential avalanches just in case. The computer industry's infatuation with numbers has only gotten deeper as the buzzwords big data get more popular. The hard disks are filled with trillions of numbers, so there should be algorithms that can extract something intelligent from all of these numbers. In reality, numbers tell only very specific things. They are often quite useful, but they are far from completely accurate. Number 6. Human language is consistent. One of the ways that developers respond is to put in a text field and let humans fill it with whatever they want. The open-ended comment section are made for humans and rarely interpreted by algorithms, so they are not part of the problem. The real problem resides in structured fields with text. When my GPS wants me to choose a road named after a saint, it tells me to turn to Street John Road. Road names with apostrophes also throw it for a loop. It's common to see St. John's Road spelled as St. John's, St. John's, St. John's, and even the plural form St. John's. The US Post Office has a canonical list of addresses without extra characters, and it maintains an elaborate algorithm for converting any random address into the canonical form. Number 7. Time is consistent. It may feel like time keeps flowing at a constant rate, and it does. But that's not the problem for computers. It's the humans that mess up the rules and make a programmer's life nasty. You may think there are 24 hours in every day, but you better not write your code assuming that will always be true. If someone takes off on the East Coast on the United States and lands on the West Coast, that day lasts 27 hours. Time zones are only the beginning. Daylight saving time adds and subtracts hours, but on weekends that change from year to year. In 2000, in the United States, the shift occurred in April. This year, the country changed clocks on the second Sunday in March. In the meantime, Europe moves to summertime on the last Sunday in March. If you think that's the end of it, you might be a programmer tired of writing code. Arizona doesn't go on daylight saving time at all. The Navajo Nation, however, is a big part of Arizona and it does change its clocks because it's independent and able to decide these things for itself. So it does. That's not the end. The Hopi Nation lies inside the Navajo Nation, and perhaps to assert its independence from the Navajo, it does not change its clock. But wait, there's more. The Navajo have a block of land inside the Hopi Nation, making it much harder to use geographic coordinates to accurately track the time in Arizona alone. Please don't ask about Indiana. Number 8. Files are consistent. It seems that merely remembering the data should be something a computer can do. We should be able to recover the bits even if the bits are filled with many logical, stylistic, orthographic, numerical, or other inconsistencies. Alas, we can't even do that. Whenever I ask my Mac to check the file system and fix mistakes, it invariably tells me about a long list of permission errors that it dutifully repairs for me. How did the software get permission to change the permissions for access to my files if it didn't give permission to do it? Don't ask me. The problems go deeper. About every 6 months, the built-in Mac backup software called Time Machine announces that the backup copy of everything has become corrupted and that the only way to fix it is to rebuild the entire thing. Quick, though, before the main computer explodes and all the data is lost. These are only two examples of how file systems don't honor the compact between user, the person supplying the electricity, and the machine, desperate needer of electricity. Any programmer will tell you there are hundreds of other examples of situations where files don't contain what we expect them to contain. Database companies are paid big bucks to make sure that the data can be written in a consistent way. Even then, something goes wrong, and then the consultants get paid even more money to fix the tables that have gone south. Number 9. We are in control. We like to believe that our instructions are telling the computer what to do, and that arrogant pride is generally true except when it's not. What? Certainly that may not be true for the average non-programming saps, unwashed in the lineament of coding power, but not us, wizards of logic and arithmetic, right? Wrong. We're all powerless beggars who are struck with taking whatever the machine gives us. The operating system is in charge, and it may or may not let our code compute what it wants. Okay, what if we compile the Linux kernel from scratch and install only the code that we've wetted? Certainly we are in control then. Nope. The BIOS has first dibs over the computer, and it can surreptitiously make subtle and not-so-subtle changes in your code. If you're running in the cloud, the hypervisor has even more power. Okay, what if we replace the BIOS with our own custom bootloader? You're getting closer, but there's still plenty of firmware buried inside your machine. Your disk drive, network card, and video card can all think for themselves, and they listen to their firmware first. Even that little thumb drive has a built-in processor with its own code making its own decisions. All of these embedded processors have been caught harboring malware. The sad fact is that none of the transistors in that box under your desk report to you.